Well, for the last 4 or 5 years or so, as I've been here at Missouri Net, I followed a bill every year that gets filed by State Representative and now Senator-elect Holly Rader. It's prescription drug monitoring program legislation. Every year it comes close. 2017, I remember specifically, two different versions passed, both the House and Senate, but they couldn't agree on the final version. They just ran out of time. Holly is now in the Senate and will be in the Senate in January, and she has filed her PDMP bill really for the ninth time and kind enough to give us a few minutes here to talk about it. Representative and Senator-elect Rader, we appreciate your time. How confident are you, A, and B, how crucial is PDMP?
Oh, those are difficult questions, Brian. You know, I'm always very optimistic. And, you know, last year or this past session, we had the hiccup there at the end. And I really believe that we ran out of time. We had a compromise bill that the Senate, the majority of the Senate and the majority of the House agreed to. And I truly feel that, you know, I filed that compromise language again today. And so starting with the final bill from last year, less the fentanyl penalty language, because that language did pass on some other bills and has been signed by the governor. So just the main PDMP bill with that compromise on the board that directs the data base. And so I'm very hopeful that we can get it done this year, but you know, certainly this past session, I was sure it was going to get done, and it didn't.
You know, I thought so too. And it's come so close. So many times it's come close. And really what it boils down to, and you're exactly right, is a lack of time. It always seems to be that final day. 49 states have it. Missouri does not have PDMP. I guess my final question here, and then I'll give you the final word. You serve with a representative who's going to go over to the Senate with you, Representative Mike Moon from Ash Grove. He's voted against your bill. And every year on the floor, Representative, he always says that he is worried about data breaches involving people's prescription information. You really disagree with him on that?
I do. And that, you know, the fact that all of the other states have it and they haven't had data breaches, I mean, tells the story, right? And so certainly we can pull anything out of the sky, any fear, we can, you know, say the sky is falling, but unless it actually falls, you know, it's not falling. And this is electronic medical record, something that we have had in Missouri for many years. And so they are protected by HIPAA law, and it's just not something that you see. The data breaches that we see across the U.S., are those dealing with credit cards? Are those dealing with financial services? People are not, we are not seeing data breaches of people's private medical information. And so, you know, everything is possible, of course, but to prevent a life-saving tool such as this for the largest epidemic that our country has ever seen over a fear of something happening that we are just not seeing the history of, I think is very short-sighted.
I guess my final question would be the fact that Dave Schatz is the president pro tem. He's an ally of yours on this issue. He's told me numerous times on the record, Representative, he wants to see this pass. It's very important to him. He's the pro tem.
Right. And, you know, and he has been a wonderful ally. He has really pushed hard and worked with me in all the years past on this. And we also have Senator Caleb Rowden, you know, who is the floor leader in the Senate, who has been very passionate about getting this done in the past. And so I'm hopeful, but of course it is the Missouri legislature. So I will move forward with prayer and being thankful that God has given me the ability to fight for those who can't fight for themselves.
Representative, I know you're very busy. I've just listened to basically a one-hour press conference with you on a different bill, HIV, so I know you're very busy. You have stuff going on. Anything you'd like to add on the issue of PDMP, feel free.
You know, I think the more that the public gets involved, the more that, those who are dealing with this epidemic reach out to their representatives and senators, tell their stories, that's what moves the needle. That's what helps humanize and this issue and removes the stigma. And so I think that that's incredibly important. And so for everyone listening to this broadcast, I pray that you will do that, that you reach out to your representatives and senators and tell them why it's important to you that our medical professionals can actually have the knowledge of what their patients are on prior to prescribing more medication.